You're listening to SBS News.
A shooter has opened fire at the Pensacola Naval Air Station in the United States, killing three people and wounding eight others. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis confirmed the gunman, who died during the attack, was a Saudi Arabian aviation student. He says the shooter was studying at the naval base as part of a long-standing military training program open to U.S. allies.
I think there's obviously going to be a lot of questions about, you know, this individual being a foreign national, being a part of the Saudi Air Force, and then to be here training on our soil to do this. And the FBI is working with DOD, they're working with FDLE, they're working with the Escambia County Sheriffs to answer those questions.
Mr. DeSantis praised the actions of first responders, in particular Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan, who killed the gunman.
I can tell you, lives were saved because of the response of people, both in uniform with the Navy, in uniform with Escambia County. And so in one of the darkest days, I think, of the base's history, you still saw some of that bravery and grit come out, and even people who had been wounded themselves thinking about others and what could be done to save others.
While Sheriff Morgan says he is proud of his team for responding with such courage.
It's hard to speak to that without tearing up. I could not be prouder of the men and women of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. They ran to the fight, not from the fight. And even though they knew there was an active shooter, and again, the chances of putting your life in danger are great, guess where they went? They went inside.
United States President Donald Trump spoke with Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud following the shooting. He says King Salman called to express sympathies for the friends and families who lost loved ones in the attack.
The king said that the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter, and that this person in no way, shape, or form represents the feelings of the Saudi people who love the American people so much. So that was just given to me by the King of Saudi Arabia. And I can tell you it's a horrible thing that took place, and we're getting to the bottom of it.
Sheriff Morgan says they are investigating whether the shooting is terrorism related.
We're in a recovery mode right now. This is going to be a lengthy investigation. Do not expect quick answers. There's going to be some parts of this investigation, not only that we're a part of with the FBI and the ATF and the state authorities, that you may never have access to, just because of the fact of again, the nature of the case and who we're dealing with.
It comes just days after a U.S. Navy sailor fatally shot two people before killing himself at a naval base in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.